Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. Today I'm joined by Karen Kassler. She's the State House Bureau Chief for Ohio Public Radio. Thanks so much for being here.
Good afternoon.
So it's the final push here before Election Day, and you spoke with both candidates for governor this week. What's the feeling there?
Well, it's interesting to watch both of these candidates in action now in this final week or so. It's been widely reported that John Kasich, the Republican, who is leading in most polls, though not by much, has been very angry, that his tone has changed in the last couple of days, and he's gotten very angry, criticizing Democrats, saying that they're smearing in this race and that he's never seen anything like it. But he's definitely, his campaign seems to be running a very, almost an underdog tone, that he's telling people, get out to vote, make sure you talk about who you're going to vote for in church and tell your neighbors and tell your friends. And meanwhile, on the other side, Ted Strickland seems to be running almost in a little bit more of a comfortable way, and yet polls show he's behind. He seems to be, you know, he's talking about getting out and voting and riling up his base and rallying with them. But some of the communications that come from his camp seem to be, the polls are wrong, we're going to win. Strickland's even been calling himself Ted Lazarus, you know, coming back from the dead. So it's two different tones that you're seeing in these campaigns and hearing in these campaigns. And it's interesting to watch the challenger who's actually leading versus the incumbent who's actually behind, who says he's going to win. It's an interesting dynamic.
And in your story that you aired this week about this, you asked them both about balancing the state budget. Still no real answers there.
And I think we're not going to get any real answers until one of them is inaugurated and puts together a budget, because the time for real discussion about the budget, I think, is over and has been for a while, because at this point, any sort of ideas could potentially cost either one of them. Everybody knows that cutting $4 to $8 billion out of a budget is pretty tough. Whatever way you do it, you're going to have to raise taxes, you're going to have to cut spending, you're going to have to rely heavily on federal stimulus dollars, you're going to have to do things that a lot of people aren't going to be happy about. And so neither one of them wants to talk about that. I thought the answers were interesting, though, when we, you know, all of us reporters who have been following the candidates have been asking repeatedly over and over, what are you going to do about the budget deficit? You know, John Kasich says, hey, don't presume to guess what I'm going to do. You'll know my economic plan when I put it out there. And then Ted Strickland says, if John Kasich tells you I'm going to raise taxes, that's reckless and that's unfair, and he doesn't know what I'm going to do, and you can look at my record and see how I will handle things. I'll be mature and do what I need to do. So once again, though, there's no specifics here.
The Cleveland Plain Dealer this week reported that Lee Fisher's battling accusations that he could be throwing in the towel on his campaign. Do you know what the story is there?
The polls, whether you believe them or not, it's bad when the polls show you with a consistent double-digit deficit, and it's only getting worse with every poll. And so it's understandable why maybe Lee Fisher might not be as excited about this election as maybe he might have been a couple of months ago. He simply doesn't have the money that Rob Portman has. Rob Portman not only has the lead, but he has the money. He's literally on cruise control at this point. So, you know, Fisher hasn't gotten too much support from the National Democratic Senatorial Committee, and he doesn't have the money to run TV ads for the most part. And so he's trying to do this last-ditch 27-hour tour where he hasn't been sleeping and just continually campaigning around the clock. But it's at the point where there's really very little he can do. I mean, seriously, a double-digit deficit of this magnitude is very serious for him.
What are your plans at the State House on election night?
Oh, we thought we'd just kick back, you know, relax. What's going on? No, my colleagues, Bill Cohen and Joe Ingles, will both be out in the field. Joe Ingles will be with the Democratic Party. Bill Cohen will be with the Republican Party. I will be here for a while. I'll be doing some work for PBS NewsHour that night, and also maybe filing a couple of things for NPR. And then I will be out in the field with our cameras for the TV show that we do for PBS stations around the state. But it'll be interesting this year, because this is the first time in a while we haven't had a statewide ballot issue. So this year we can actually focus on the candidates and try to find them on election night, which may be a challenge. The entire Republican ticket's supposed to be in Columbus, but the Democratic ticket is pretty scattered. David Pepper's going to be down in Hamilton County in his stomping grounds. But it's going to be hard, I think, to find some of the other candidates as we try to figure out who won, who lost, and get comments from all of them.
Join us for our live election coverage Tuesday night on WYSO. We'll hear from Karen Kassler and other reporters. And also, we want to hear from you. Let us know why you're voting this year and what issues are important to you. Call our newsroom at 769-1399. 1-800-273-8995. Leave your name, and we will air your thoughts during our election night coverage. Karen Kassler is the State House Bureau Chief for Ohio Public Radio. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
You're listening to 91.3 WYSO.